Paul, when you see a crowd outside like you see down on Park Avenue, you hear the screams all the time. How does it affect you? Would you like to go out there and meet them? What about this crowd in New York? What do you think of it?
It's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, people keep asking us questions like, what do you think of this and what do you think of that? And we can only use so many words, you know, like fantastic, marvellous things. It is. And as for going out and meeting them, I'd love to be able to, but it'd be impossible, wouldn't it?
What do you think of all these gifts you get, such as this beautiful montage you've just been presented with? Do you save them or what?
Well, you know, as many as we can save, you know, we all do. It's great, isn't it? I love it.
It's a beautiful montage.
Pardon?
What was it?
It's a birthday card, a belated birthday greeting.
May 22nd and early 23rd or something.
Yeah. Happiness.
Hey, Paul, is the welcome you've received in New York this time any different from the last time you were here?
Yeah, well, the main point is that last time we came in the day, so the people at the airport, you know, sort of saw us a bit more. But, we didn't see much of people at the airport last night. I know there were thousands there. I could hear all that. Well, that's what I mean, see, 4,000.
Did you have a chance to wave at any of the youngsters out at the airport?
Yeah, but we didn't have much of a chance. It was only a small chance because we got taken away by the airport police.
Paul, there's a story going around that I read somewhere or heard about an experience you had about 3 o'clock in the morning, the last time you were in New York, trying to sneak out of the hotel or something, when you were chased by some teenage fans. Do you know anything about this? I was wondering if you could confirm this. And you sneaked into a bar or some tavern to get away from them. This was at 3, when you were staying at the Plaza. What was it? What's the truth about that?
I think the only truth is we wanted to go out and see New York. So we got a car and just sort of went round and asked, all we could do is just stick our heads out of the windows and look up at the buildings. Couldn't see anything. It just looked all big, you know. That was all I wanted to see, though, really.
Last
just
night.
Went by Times Square. And then we did go to a bar for a drink. But we weren't trying to get away from anyone. No.
Last night when you arrived here at the hotel, I understand Ringo lost his St. Christopher's medal and about half of his shirt. Did you go through any of the breakage?
No, the three of us got in, you see, but apparently one of the police didn't think Ringo was Ringo and he just sort of stopped him. And that was it, you know, because everyone grabbed him then. And a girl ripped his shirt.
How is the show out at Forest Hills tonight going to be different from the performances that you had down in Washington on your first trip to America?
How is it going to be different?
Will it be different in any respect?
Oh, you tell me. I've never been to Forest Hills. You know, I think it will be.
In your portion of the show, do you do anything different now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant sort of everybody's reactions and things. Ours, yes, we're doing new numbers.
You are going to do new numbers?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, sure.
And what else?
Yes. Couple from the picture.
Paul, we've been traveling with you. Do you find the tour tiring so far?
No, you know. All tours are a bit tiring anyway, because they're tours, you know. But this one is no more tiring than any others. In fact, you know, we're having a great time.
September 21st, the end of this first, this American tour. Now, what do you do when you get back to London?
Well, we've got about 2 weeks in which there's nothing really fixed, but we've got to do a lot of recording. And actually, John and I have got to do a lot of writing, too, of songs.
For
records, generally, you know, but we haven't written many yet.
You know, at every news conference that we've been to, it seems always the question of how much money do you make comes up. Now, do you and John make considerably more than Ringo and George would make?
Well, on the songs, you know, we do. But actually, they make up for it in other things. I mean, you know, George does little things like... he does a column in an English newspaper, and he gets quite a bit of money for that. Actually, really, none of us know how much money we're making. It's true, you know, if we want to buy something, like I want to get a car, I have to go to our accountant and say, gee, sir, can I afford a car? And, you know, if he says, yes, you're all right, you can get a car, well, that's okay by me.
All of that money, and you've still got to get permission from somebody, yeah?
Well, actually, you know, I keep saying all that money, but I don't know how much the government's got. I'm sure the government's collected quite a healthy slice.
What's your favorite, let's say, outdoor sport? After music, what's your favorite outdoor sport?
Music's an outdoor sport. Swimming, I suppose. Swimming. Water skiing? Love that. Can't surf, though. I'd like to be able to. No. But I'd like to. I've never tried it. I'd like to.
Do you want any snow skiing?
No, I've never tried that. Only water skiing. I fall flat on my face most times anyway, you know.